all the way from India, Bangalore. God is a good God, amen. I'm so honored to be amongst you, and I thank God for this wonderful time that He has given in our lives to see you all again after about 4 years now. And the time I studied in my Mater Sea Bible College, this church played a major role in my life, and today I'm serving the Lord in India right now, where God has been doing tremendous things over these years of our ministry. And before I would like to share something, I want my wife to come forward to share about the women's tailoring project. I guess you would have heard about the women's tailoring program she's doing for the women who are in the villages, who are not able to get a job or not been educated, who've been widow and some things like that there. She's going to share now. Please come forward, Reba.
Praise the Lord. I am really happy to see you all once again. I bring many, many greetings in my Mount Zion Church in Bangalore. I can speak English, but I am comfortable with my language, so I can speak my language. He can translate. Sorry.
I'm so happy to see you all. I'll always thank God that He's done great things in my life, and especially to see you all, I thank God for that. Never thought I would be able to come and see you all again. Thank you for all your prayers and your support all these years. I belong to a small middle class family. God has blessed me with nice family,
and
good husband,
children.
And we are blessed with 3 children.
So indha mari poiterukumbodhu en life settle aichinu na romba sandosha patten.
As my life was going like this, I thought my life was settled and I'm happy now.
Andha samayathula romba sandoshama irundha samayathula enoda husband andha Bangalore la nalla ministry pannitte irundhaanga.
At that time things were going okay, and my husband also used to go for village ministries.
Romba deep remote village la poanga and dangerous place, and that
there some very deep remote villages where I go, some places are very dangerous also. Sometimes I feel very scared till he comes back home.
Andha mari samayathula ennala enna mudiyum, naan just a housewife, ennala enna mudiyum indha ministry ku enna help panna mudiyum na romba yosichen.
But I also had a burden. My husband is going for ministry, what can I do as a housewife for the Lord? And that was burning in me, what can I do for the ministry of God?
Ana andha samayathula engitta kaiyila kaasu illa edhu illa, na naan veettukku varuvaanga kudupaanga just after the finish. But
I was also managing my house, that was my role every day, take care of the children, everything.
And the time la enga church la 3 days fasting prayer,
that time we had a fasting prayer in our church for 3 days. My mother-in-law conducts this fasting prayer 3 days in our church.
And the time la naan da anga worship leader.
That's the time I worship, I'm the worship leader in the service there.
3 days onu saapda mattum and that time vandu prayer pannuvom.
Fasting prayer means no food at all for whole 3 days. That's the we have fasting prayer there.
And the time la nariya ladies vanga,
and that's the time there are many ladies who come asking for prayer request, giving their prayer request to me.
And the time nariya healing nadakum,
lots of healing happens.
Na or pastor manala enga prayer panuvanga,
because I'm pastor's wife, many people, many women come to me and share their burden, their problems to me.
And the time la nanga prayer panuvom,
we also pray for them.
அவங்க கர்த்தர் எவ்வளவு அன்பா இருக்காரு அப்படின்னு சொல்லி அவங்க எங்க கிட்ட உணர்வாங்க. அந்த சமயத்துல அவங்க எங்க கிட்ட வந்து உங்களுக்கு ஏதாவது ஹெல்ப் பண்ணுங்க, ரொம்ப கஷ்டமா இருக்கு இந்த மந்த்.
They when they share their problems, they also looking for some sort of help financially also.
அந்த டைம்ல எங்களுக்கு காசு கொடுங்க சிஸ்டர், ப்ளீஸ் கிவ் மீ த மணி ஃபார் திஸ் மந்த் ப்ரொவிஷன்.
So sometimes they don't even have food at home, so they come and share with Reba, can you help me financially? So Shreeba helps a little bit whatever she has.
And the time la romba baarama irukum manasla enakku.
So that's the time that I felt really burdened in my heart, what can I do for this woman when they are all, some it's not once but every time when we come for prayer they share their burdens, and they finally we need to help them financially.
Yena enga veetla anda kashtam illa,
when I grow up I didn't have this kind of problems, never been through all this.
So indha maari situation kuda irukudha nu apdi yosichu.
Sometimes when they share this kind of problems, like some I realize like wow, in this world these kind of problems they're going through in the family, where the husband is not taking care of the house, the husband just abandoned the family and lived never turned back to home, the
so
situation.
So night na romba feel panni husband touch onna indha maari ivungalukku edhaavadhu help pananume.
I shared it that same night with my husband, we should do something like this. Little giving money is not enough for the long time. So
avaru chunnaru unakku enna thonudho pannu na kandipa help pannuven sonnaru.
He said to me, whatever you feel you want to do, for go for it, and I will help you financially also.
Na one time cash kudutta adu and month oda mudinjathu, next month marudiye vanda unga kepanga.
I help them ladies little whatever I have, but that's good enough just for the month, and again the next month is the same thing they're coming.
Na enak oru nyabagam varum eppadi meena kudukkuradoda meen pudike kattu kudukkuradhu romba nalladhu.
But something which stuck in my mind was that you're giving them fish, but that's not enough. Teach them how to fish.
And the samayathula tha na yoschcha ena ivungalukku kudukalam.
Well, that's the time that I was thinking, what can I do for them, how can I teach them to fish.
In Bangalore la ipo vandha inda tailoring stitching undu romba costly.
In the city of Bangalore and other places, to stitch a sari like this or the blouse or an Indian dress, it costs more.
இந்த மாதிரி பிளவுஸ் ஸ்டிச் பண்றதுக்கு மோர் தென் 10 பவுண்ட்ஸ் ஆகும்.
டு ஸ்டிச் a blouse like this it costs about 10 pounds roughly.
சோ அவங்களே அத ஸ்டிச் பண்ணி அவங்க அது ஒரு பிசினஸ் மாதிரி பண்ணாங்க.
சோ இஃப் தே லேர்ன் தி ட்ரேட் ஸ்டிச்சிங் தி பிளவுஸ் ஆர் தி இந்தியன் Dress, they can make a living out of it. That's what really put in my heart.
சோ இது மைண்ட்ல இருக்கு பட் காசு இல்ல எங்ககிட்ட.
சோ திஸ் வாஸ் இன் மை மைண்ட்
but no money.
This was in my mind, but we were just praying and there was no financial help at that time when we
so nanga or start pannalam solli enga Bangalore la nenchom ana anga romba cost rent salary and everything is very
so this costly. Was there the tailoring program in my mind, but the cost was so much that we looked into it, like what, how we can do, it's too expensive.
So adanalae enga town la 12 hours drive panni ponu.
So we decided to go into another town which is about 13 hours drive into a deep village, is called place called Guntur.
So and edathila nanga start pannom, engalukku help pannanga chumma and edatha engalukku kuduthanga.
God helped us to open that place, a tailoring program in that village, remote village.
And edathila nanga tailoring start pannom, just or machine potu simply start pannom.
And that time we put about 5 tailoring machines and started very simply.
நிறைய அப்ளிகேஷன்ஸ் வந்துச்சு.
Lot of people from the neighboring villages, they sent their application, they said came over.
ஆனா ஃபர்ஸ்ட் கிராஜுவேஷன் ஃபினிஷ் பண்ணப்பத எவ்வளவு பெரிய சக்சஸ் கடவுள் கொடுத்தாருன்னு நான் நினைச்சேன்.
That's the time I realized during the first graduation there were about
35
women from the neighboring villages who were graduating through this tailoring program. I was really surprised how this tailoring program very helpful.
Graduation கொடுத்தது மட்டுமல்லாம அவங்களுக்கு மிஷினும் கொடுத்தோம்ங்க ஃப்ரீயா.
எவ்வளவு மிஸ் ட்ரைனிங் சொல்லு?
35 மிஷின்ஸ் கொடுத்தோம்.
டெய்லரிங் சொல்லு எவ்வளவு நடந்துனானா?
6 months course.
The tailoring what she did is for 6 months for the women tailoring. In that 6 months they learn how to stitch a Indian dress, the blouse and all the other stitchings, and in that 6 months they present the gospel to them.
And எனக்கு மெயின் thing டெய்லரிங் மிஷின் கொடுக்கறதோ ஸ்டிச்சிங் கத்து கொடுக்கறதோ இல்ல, எப்படியாவது காஸ்பல்ல நான் ரீச் பண்ணனும். அந்த
டெய்லரிங் இஸ் குட் a part of their life, but the gospel is more important. That's my burden to share with them. So when these women from the neighboring villages they come, they're not Christians, they're all Hindus and different other religions, Muslims, right?
35 students so Christians கிடையாது, எல்லா Hindus and
all the 35 women who came, they are not Christians at all, they were Muslims and Hindus who came for the test tailoring program.
If before graduation kathu kirubayai mudithu kodtaar enakku.
God is really doing miraculously things, and today we were able to complete 4 graduations.
Idubara 150 students and women are graduated in now
through this tailoring program. God helped us to how many women?
150
women been graduated through this small tailoring program. We were able to help them with a sewing machine to each and every one of them individually.
Daily classes nadakku, ala Friday fasting prayer.
Daily classes are there, like regular classes for 2 hours for women who learn tailoring, and also on Fridays
fasting prayer.
They have a fasting prayer.
Kandipa avanga vandu ukandu pray
pannu. Every woman who comes to the prayer comes to the tailoring people, they come to the fasting prayer and give their prayer request.
Prayer request kudukumbodhu naanga adukaga pray pannuvom.
When they give the prayer request, we pray for them.
Adhula rendu testimony naanga solla aasa padren.
And when they give the prayer request, God does great miracles in their family. I want to share with you two testimonies about that.
One lady eppovume varuvanga, she is a Hindu lady.
An Hindu lady who comes for this women tailoring program.
And the program prayer ku vandu ukkarumbodhu and ponnu alugu romba.
So whenever this woman comes and sits in the tailoring program or to the prayer, she always weeps.
Enakku rendu 2 weeks na note
panna. I noticed it for 2 weeks.
Na idhumai
pekka. I didn't ask her anything.
Third week nanu ketta unakku
on the third week and asked her, what is the problem, can you please tell me?
Crying lot nanu adu sonanga enoda paiye 1 varsham aachu kaanama poi.
She said in weeping when she, and I asked her, why are you so much crying? She said, I've lost my son who's about how many years old?
1.5 years.
How old?
7 years.
He was 7 years old and she's lost him in the city, in the village there, and more than 1.5 years they couldn't find him.
உங்க கடவுள் இதுக்கு பதில் தருவாரான்னு
கேட்டுச்சு. They made all the police complaints, everyone, they couldn't find out for more than 1.5 years, and she told Reba that
உங்க ஜீசஸ் இதுக்கு பதில் தருவாரா?
Will your God help me find my son?
நான்சனா கண்டிப்பா ஜீசஸ் உன் பையனை கொண்டு வந்து தருவாரே, நீ
கண்டிப்பா மாறுவியான்னு. And I told her, Jesus will surely bring your son, do you believe that?
நாங்க அதுக்காக ஜெபம் பண்ணோம்.
And immediately we started praying for the child.
வரதுக்கு ஒரு 10 டேஸ் முன்னாடி அந்த பொண்ணு ஓடி வந்துச்சு.
Before we could come here,
ஒரு 10 டேஸ்
முன்னாடி, 10 டேஸ் before,
அவங்க பையனை எந்த ஸ்ட்ரீட்ல தொலைச்சாங்களோ அந்த ஸ்ட்ரீட்ல இருந்து அந்த பையனை புடிச்சாங்க.
The place where the boy was lost 1.5 years ago, the same place the boy was standing and crying in the same street.
பெரிய miracle.
The whole family went around, took the boy, and the mother took the baby. She took straight to the tailoring center and came to see Reba.
And the samayathil andar periya or adbhutha senjaru.
And she said it was only God who did a great, your God who did a great miracle.
Now she is a Christian.
Now today she is completely a Christian woman. Before she was a Hindu.
Hallelujah.
God is a miracle working God.
Adhe pola nariya saatchigal enga.
There are many testimonies. If I keep telling it, the time won't be enough.
அதே மாதிரி இன்னொரு சாட்சி கூட.
I want to tell you another thing also.
இன்னொரு லேடி,
another testimony.
பையனுக்கு வந்து 9 years old boy.
Yeah, she has another lady who has a 9 years old son.
அந்த பையனுக்கு brain tumor.
The doctor said the son has a brain tumor.
அவங்க வந்து ரொம்ப அழுது எங்களுக்காக ஜெபம் பண்ண சொன்னாங்க.
And she came crying, and on the fasting prayer she said, my son is having brain tumor. The doctors have said any operation is not going to be a great success.
ana unukaga jump panni innik and the brain tumor illama and the paya nalla uyiroda jeevanala saachiya inda edathila
irukranga. And when we started praying for that, and I comforted her, and we started praying, and after 2 weeks she came back and said the doctor operated for how many hours?
12 hours.
The doctor operated for 12 hours and the operation was great success.
Now he is alive.
Now he is alive, and the family is really happy.
கட்ட பெரிய பெரிய சாட்சிகள் அந்த இடத்துல நிறுத்துறாரு.
There are many testimonies in that tailoring center what we do.
So na எதுக்காக ஆரம்பிச்சனோ அது ஆண்டவர் நிறைவேத்தி கொண்டே வராரு.
What I started the tailoring program, I was thinking that I won't be able to do it, but God is helping.
150 women so இப்ப என்னால சொல்ல முடியும் அவங்க கிறிஸ்டியனா இருக்காங்கன்னு.
All the women, about 150 who received it, who graduated through our tailoring program, and we gave about 150 sewing machines, and I can surely tell they are all Christians, because during the 6 months training we present them the gospel.
Amen.
Sometimes when you invite the Hindus to church, they won't come, but when you say there's a free tailoring program and they come, we start to share with them every day, little by little, little by little, and over the time when they give the prayer request, they see what God does for them.
அந்த மாதிரி அங்க ஆரம்பிச்சு முடிச்சேன. எனக்கு ஏன் நம்ம பெங்களூர்ல ஸ்டார்ட் பண்ண கூடாது?
And after I did that in Andhra Pradesh, now I've started it in Bangalore also.
கர்த்தர் கிருபையா அங்கேயும் ஒரு எங்க பிரான்ச் சர்ச்ல ஸ்டார்ட் பண்ணோம்.
In one of the small place, in one of the branch church, we started another tailoring program.
இப்ப அங்கே 35 students.
Even there also we have 35 women. அதுல ஒரு பொண்ணு சொன்னாச்சு.
35 and Andhra Pradesh la 30 students.
There are two places now, we have two tailoring centers. One place we have 30 and in the city of Bangalore we have another 35 women who have been getting trained in that sewing program.
Veetla romba kashtathoda widows nariya vidhavai.
Many widows also come for this tailoring program.
Avangalukku husband iranda peragu enna pannano enna thonala veeta vitte veliya varadilla sila per.
Some of the women when their husbands die they don't come out of the house at all. They don't know what is their future, they are not educated. So they just stay at home. And one of the testimonies she wants to share is, there's a time that she gave the leaflet about advertising about free tailoring program. One lady, she saw that a widow saw that and she came asking for this tailoring program.
அதை பார்த்து வந்து இப்ப 6 months கோர்ஸ் முடிய போது அவங்க கூட கிராஜுவேட் ஆகுறாங்க ரொம்ப சந்தோஷம் உங்களுக்கு எங்கள பார்த்தா.
This woman was after losing all of her husband.
6 months
husband lost பண்ணி all நான்
அது 6 மாசத்துக்கு முன்னாடி
6 months she was in the house, never went out anywhere, but when she saw the tailoring program she came and inquired and she went again, but the relatives said, oh, you've been in the house, you're so depressed, you have to go out, do something. So they sent her to the tailoring program and now today she say she's telling that if this I would not seen this leaflet I would have been dead by now. She was trying to commit suicide during that time. And today she is so happy that she is coming every day to the tailoring program. She doesn't want to go home. She's got lot of friends now. They all sit together, they start swaying, and today she is a great testimony for God.
So engalukku kaasu ponadhu theriyala engalukku.
See all this joy in our ministry. We don't feel the money is a big thing. God is there for us. We don't feel burden at all. Because God has been helping us in every area. Many testimonies out there. There are so many women who have been having great testimonies. Coming through this small tailoring program, God has changed their life. அவங்க ஃபேமிலி எல்லாரும் சொல்லுங்க.
ஆமா, அவங்க வந்து அவங்க மட்டும் இல்ல, அவங்க ஃபேமிலிங்களுக்கும் போய் சொல்றாங்க.
When they, these Hindus, when they are blessed, when they hear the prayers have been answered, they not just only keep it for themselves, they go bring their sisters, brothers, can you pray for them, they are bringing their families in and giving the prayer request.
அதுக்கு வேண்டி நாங்க கிராஜுவேஷன்ல ஃபேமிலிஸ் சப்போர்ட் ஆகும்.
So on the graduation day we make it a big thing. So when we giving a sewing machine, we also invite the whole extended families, and then before we give the sewing machine we present them the gospel.
Graduation time next batch ku application kuduka aarambichirranga.
When the graduation takes after the graduation, before the graduation itself there's a lot of people waiting, we want to come and join this training program, you're doing something great.
Next batch ku varanga, neengalum romba support panninga inda church la inda.
And especially this graduation, all these things is all to the building the kingdom of God, what God is doing. And especially Goldthorpe church last year was a great help in when this women's ministry, we were able to give lot of sewing machines through this church. This church was an instrument, and I want to thank you very much for helping us and praying for us and supporting us.
அதுக்காக இங்க ஒரு சின்ன ஒரு gift.
I have a small appreciation to be given to the leadership team of Goldthorpe church. At that time was Pastor Mark, and I want to call Pastor Gary also. Please come forward, Pastor Gary and Diane, Sister Diane, please come forward. Really appreciate their leadership team at that time, and also really appreciate Pastor Gary and his dear wife. Been a great help. This church has given sewing machines to many women. This is a small gift from the empowerment of women in India. This church, I don't want to say they helped or supported, I want to say that they have invested in many women's life.
Yeah.
I don't want to say they have supported, they have invested in many women's life, because a sewing machine, they can't afford to buy this woman. It's a lifetime dream for them. When you give a sewing machine, it goes for them for the lifetime. They make clothes for the people and they make a living out of it. A sewing machine cost about 100 pounds, but it costs us, it is too expensive even for us, but with God all things are possible. We were so surprised. How my wife was telling, how is it we are going to be able to do it? I said, if you got a vision, God will provide. And today So graciously God helped us to provide 150 sewing machines. We couldn't really imagine that money we had even in our pocket.
Yeah.
And when the time came, everything was coming through. And today, the another graduation we are set in the January. There's 30 women in another tailoring center and 35 another one. The 65 women are going to get graduated.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. It's not that just them. It's the whole family going to know about Jesus. It's not only there, we have taught them to win bread, but we have taught them about Jesus. That's more important for an eternal kingdom. So they are going and they are bringing people. They are bringing their relatives. Can you pray for me, for my sister, for my brother? In their family, they have problems. Can you pray? So when we pray, God does miracles in their life. They experienced it and they're sharing it with their neighbors. So this is the women's project that Reba is doing. Please uphold it in your prayers. And you know, this church has invested, I can say, in many women's life. And I thank you so much for all your prayers. And especially you have invested in my life and doing ministry right now in India. I'm so glad. And I see it as a family here. I'm so happy to come back again, see Pastor Dave, Pastor Mark, Diane, and Joanne, everyone else. Really, the time I was here from Mattersea coming here, I really felt the love of God and I really enjoy the fellowship with you. I'm so blessed. Amen. God is a good God. He is an unchanging God. I want to just share with you some from the book of Joshua chapter 6 verses from 1 to 5. I guess you all know about Joshua's life and about the Jericho wall. I'm not going to preach a lot, but I'm going to share with you what God has laid in my heart. I could preach a perfect sermon, but I don't want to do that. I want to share what God has laid in my heart just very much openly to you. Jericho wall, you all know how strong it was. And God is telling in the first verse, go and I will give you victory.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He's promising Joshua, go, I'll give victory. And the people, the Israelites, were there. It says, now Jericho was securely shut up because of children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I've given Jericho into your hands. Its kings and the mighty men of wealth. You shall march around the city and you men of war, you shall go around the city. This you shall do 6 days. The people of the Israelites, those days, are, I can say, even today, are the same. The people of Israelites, as those days, I can compare, today are also the same. The Israelites people murmured. The Israelites people had problems. The Israelites people received the blessing of the Lord. But still, they are always very doubtful. Same as we. The Israelites had a problem. Who doesn't have a problem here in this room? Anyone here without any problem? We all have problems, right? You should be glad that you have a problem. Why I'm saying that? If there is a problem, there is a solution. Right? In the Bible, if there is a problem, you should know that there is also a promise. Before God saw what he could do for Joshua, he's telling to Joshua, see, I'm going to give you this Jericho. The walls were so high, the thickness you could not even imagine, they're so big. Even if you have your double, what you call the wagon bomb, that cannot break it so easily, those times walls. But here, God says simple things. Go, I'll give you victory. Amen?
Yeah.
I told you, if you have problem, you should be glad. Because you already have a promise.
Yeah.
You already have a promise. In the mathematics, If you want to do a problem, even when you know an answer for it, you have to do the formula, right? Right?
Yeah.
And when I was young, I usually write, I know the answers before I could go to the exam. I know this question will come. If I see these numbers, I write the answer first. Then I try to jumble up the formula to get more marks. But it always doesn't work. But here, when you have a problem, you have a promise. The formula is being designed or been organized by our God. You need not worry about it. Right? Here, God is telling to Joshua, take the Israelites, walk around the wall, do what I say, you will get the land. Amen? Yes. They had a problem as well as they had a promise. Yes. When you have a promise, God will fulfill it. Yes. Amen? Yes. When God says something, He will do it, He will do it. Yes. Right? I have been through lots of problems in my life. I always say, Lord, why this problem just to me? Why on earth is just only to me? Why not for others? Why just to me? There were some difficult times that I went through. Last year I lost my dad. And after that my mom was diagnosed with cancer. The doctor said, well, she won't be able to survive for a few weeks or a month or two. Well, I said to Lord, this is not going to happen. I want you to keep my mom alive. She went through chemo. She went through radiation. Lots of things. The doctor said, well, it's too late. We can't. But gracious enough, she survived for another 6 months. And again, she had a major heart valve block. Took a rush to the hospital. The doctor said, well, in another few hours, she is going into ventilator. When you go into ventilator, you are not guaranteed. See? So the doctor said, she is going into another ventilator. Please inform all your family and everyone. And that's the time I, myself, wife cried out, Lord, why this problem to me? You have promised so much. Why this has to go in my life? But also thank God for that time, situation. That when you have a problem, you should know that God is building you. You know that you are not alone. You are not alone. If God has promised you, He will keep it up. Yes. And the doctor said so much of negative things. They said, well, in few hours or few, next morning she won't be there. But I said, no, it's not going to be happening like that. We all prayed. God heard our prayers. And today she's alive. It's few months now. It's almost a year and a half that she was diagnosed as cancer. But today, she's graciously enough, God is really healing her. She's strong, and today she's conducting 3 days fasting prayer in the church. What the doctor says cannot dictate your life. No one can dictate your life. Only God can dictate your life. Negative things people say in your life. Well, this is here, this is how you have to be, this is how. No! Today I want to tell you, your life is not going to be the same. Your life is being framed by God. That's what the scripture says, for I know the plans I have for you is to prosper you. Prosper means to bless you, to keep you happy, not to keep you sad, to keep you happy, to keep you healthy, to give you joy, to give you strength, to give you peace. When the blessing of the Lord is on you, it's not just on you, it's for the whole family. Amen? The Israelites people were always murmuring. Even though they receive the miracle, they have seen the miracles. God gracious enoughly, they even supplied food for them. What do you call that food? Manna. In Hebrew translation, it calls manhu. In another, when you go real deep translation, I read, what is this manna? Then I really went into deep translation. I saw that manna is a part of Jesus Himself. Manna is a part of God. Amen. And the scripture says in the book of Psalm 105 verse 37. Got it, someone? 105 verse 37. It says, Psalms 105 verse 37. He also brought them out with silver and gold, and there was none feeble amongst his tribes. Amen? They were none weak. They were none weak. They were none sick. In other sense, they were all strong people. For how many people? You will see it in the scriptures. I'll show you. In the book of Numbers chapter 146, there were hundreds of thousands of people. The number, exactly number 146, you can see how many were there. And how long do you think they ate manna for? Imagine. 40 years they ate manna. Imagine we give you fish for a week or fish and chips for a week or a month. What will you do? You get sick of it. Morning, lunch, dinner, fish and chips. How's that? But they ate manna for 40 years, day and night. And the Bible says they were none feeble. They were none weak. This manna is so powerful. Amen? It was God Himself. It's a part of God. It's a part of Jesus. The Bible says, the manna I was reading and I was looking at it very deeply. How come these people ate manna for 40 years? Then I really went with the deep translation and I saw, in other words, in other different things, the manna, whatever you desire in your thoughts, what you want to eat manna, it'll be like the taste of it. When you eat manna thinking that it's going to be a roast dinner, it is going to be a roast dinner. When you eat manna, when you want it to be as a pudding, it's going to be a pudding. 40 years. Imagine how a few hundred thousands of people, I'm sure they would have childbirths. Older generation people. How God graciously supplied them, taken care of them. The food, the manna that God gave was sufficient enough for them, was satisfying. Yes. Amen. Today we have this manna here. It's a promise-keeping manna. It's a part of God what you have in your life. You cannot be weak because Jesus Himself gave that bread for you. Jesus Himself gave that bread for you as the healing over here. When you're in the house of God, you can't just go empty-handed. Amen? When you're in the Father's house, the Father doesn't want to send you as you came in. He wants to bless His children. When you are in the house of God, God wants to do something great through you. Hallelujah. There are many challenges even in our life, in our ministry, all these 4 years. All these years. I really surprised sometimes. I think, how come I'm able to do so much of things for God? No finances, no resources, but only with God. Yes. Down the line, last year, we were able to distribute about 15,000 Bibles. And this year, before I came to England, last week, we had about 5 to 10,000 Bibles distributed. And we had 5 days gospel meeting in the city of Bangalore. And we invited a senior actor to come who gave his life to Jesus. And we asked him to share. And before he could share his testimony, we made sure all the people who were there heard the gospel. They all the Hindus, the Muslims, they just came to see the senior actor. But our aim was to present the gospel to them. If you call them to come and come for a gospel meeting, they won't come. If you tell them there's a senior actor, come, they're not there. So we need to be as clever what God has given in our life to present the gospel to them. Different areas of our life of ministry, God has put, we want to be challenging. We want to achieve great things. Even as you know, the fourth graduation of the tailoring, it was not easy. It was not easy at all. It's not easy to run tailoring institute with what you have. But with what we have, God has blessed it. With little things. I told my wife, don't worry about anything. We will do it. She was so happy. Sometimes she gave her jewels to pledge it. Said, okay, let's give this. Let's get these things done. Let's give out the rent. Let's give out the tailoring teachers. Let's pay them. Let's work it out. So when I was really sometimes surprised the way she gave her jewels. So I was like thinking, wow, that's good. Because we are not building for us. we are building the kingdom of God. When we start building the kingdom of God, God will build our own kingdom. Amen. We need to do something for God. Doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. You've got a great life. I want to tell you a small story. You like stories, right? There was a nice town, nice small city. And in this city, they always want a king to rule them for about 1 year. And this city is so much that they have a lot of young people. They take young people and make them a king. And after 1 year, they take him to an island which is filled with a lot of dangerous animals, dangerous species. So after 1 year of his rule, they put him in that island. This happened for a few years. No one wants to be the king. And one day, a young boy came up and said, I will be the king. And he said, people were saying, oh, very happy, yes, please be our king. So as soon as he came, he started achieving a lot of other towns, other cities. He invaded a lot of other cities. He wanted all the poor people to have a better life. He said to himself, before I die, I want to do best things for the people over here in the town. So he did a lot of achievements over the year. And a fine day came, and all people started lifting up his chariot and taking him to the island. The day came for us to be dropped him at the island. So this king sat at the chariot and he was so happy. And the minister says, wow, all these years the kings were so sad going to that island. How come you're happy? He said, well, all these years I'm good, but when I started invading other towns, I started invading the island also and built a beautiful palace there. I know that I'm not going to die. You see, your life can be changed by God. It's not going to be the same ritual things. You can change it with God. You can do it with God. The people of the Israelites had a problem, but there was a promise. They had a problem and they had a partner. The partner was God. If you have a problem, you know that there is a promise. And if you have a problem, you know there's a partner. That's God. And that God will do great victories for you. Yes. Even for us to come to England is not easy. Mm-hmm. Can't just buy the ticket and come. We planned it out 2 months ago. We said to ourselves, let's go to England. I said, okay, let's see how it works. At the time when we applied for the visa, we had just enough money for the visa. Visa costed about £60 for each of us. We had that money for the visa. Then we got everything set. Then the money for the ticket didn't come. Didn't come at all. I said, okay, we are fixed. We emailed Debbie and we said we are coming and everything. Everything is set. My wife was looking at me and said, this is next week. We are flying. You know that we want to be there. I said, yes, yes, yes. But we were praying. And on the final day, 5 days before our departure, the money came surprisingly. Surprisingly, we were able to buy the ticket. Sometimes we don't need to sit and ask God to do things. Lord, do it, I will do it. No, it doesn't happen like that. You need to move forward so that the God can move forward along with you. Amen?
Yes.
God can move forward along with you. God doesn't want to go alone. God wants to go with you. That's what the Bible says. I will take your right hand and walk you through. I will take your right hand and walk you through. I will be with you. Amen?
Yes.
When Moses wanted to part the sea, he didn't say, Lord, you part it, I will walk it. No. He took the first step and the Lord parted it and they walked through it. Even at that place, God was there. The walls of Jericho were so big and huge. People, even physically or any scientists or any engineers could not plan it how to destroy it. But God, before they could do all those things, very simple things, he said, go and shout. Everything will fall down.
Yeah.
Amen? Amen? Imagine you shout at this wall or the door. It just vibrates, right? But when you shout at the big walls, it won't even vibrate. But when God promises it, when God partners with it, nothing is impossible with him. Everything what you see, the great things, he will do it for you. Your life is not going to be the same. If you want to achieve great things for God, you need to move forward. People will set barriers for you. Like this king, they said, you're going to die after a year. No, people will set barriers. Don't make your life as richer. Make it great victories. You will achieve great victories in your life. My wife, she said, my life was settled. With 3 children, I'm happy. But she had also a burden. What can I do for this woman who come for prayer? Then she started to do this tailoring program. Now she's so excited. Wow, that's so nice. We are going forward. We are having 2 tailoring centers now. Again, after a few weeks ago, she's telling, well, I'm planning to have another 3rd tailoring center in another town. I said, that's going to be too expensive. Well, we are praying about it. Already when we started, when she shared it, there's someone who came to us. Well, we have a small property. You want to buy it for throwaway price. I said, oh, that's nice. But we didn't have even that money. We are still praying, and we are praying that God will help us to buy that small piece of property. It cost about, how much is that? About 5,000 pounds. But the original price is about 30,000 pounds. The person who wants to give it, he said, if you can build something for the welfare of the women or for a church, please. I said, yes, we will do it, but we don't have money, but keep it for us. And he said, okay, we will. If someone comes and asks for more, I want to say no to them, but I want to give it to you. I said, yes, we are also praying when God gives it, we will come to you immediately. Yeah. God is a good God. Right. We need to do great things for God. We were thinking 1 tailoring center is enough, but here, today another tailoring center has opened up. Many women's lives have touched. Not just them, the families have been touched. And again, we have another vision to do another tailoring center. We want to do branch out more for God. Yeah. We are not going to build it for us. We are going to build the kingdom of God. Yes. Amen? Yes. The time that we didn't have funds at that time, this church, Pastor Mark emailed me and said, we have some money to for the ministry. That was almost like we were in the desert time and they gave us water. It was on the timing was so perfect. It helped us to reach many women. I thank God for the friends, the fellowship and the family here and all the other things. Even in the ministry, what we do is for the glory of God. Amen. And I want you all to come to visit India sometime. Call, tell your pastor, make sure that you all come as a team. We would love to have you and see what the Lord is doing. I'm sure you will be really, it will be a great challenge in your life. It's going to be a great challenge. You will see what God is doing there. You will have a burden to do for God more. Any place, it doesn't mean you have to do extraordinary thing. You have an extraordinary God with a small people. We are all small people, but we have an extraordinary God. When you walk along with Him, He will do great victories for you. Amen. The Bible scripture says, if in one of the scriptures, it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, but thank be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 and 18, it says, for the things which you are seen are temporal, but the things which you are not seen are eternal. Amen. We might be helping the women. We're thinking only them and the family, but we don't know. If they become evangelists, they're going to reach thousands of souls. Amen. That's what the Bible says, let your light shine. Amen. Let your light shine. If you see a lighthouse, it doesn't give direction just for one ship. How many ships? Lots. So God wants each and every one of you to be a lighthouse. God wants each and every one of you to be a lighthouse for Him. So that you can reflect God's glory. You can build for Him. We have built our own king. We have built or taken care of our family all these years. We have done a lot of things for the children all these years. How long? We need to start building the kingdom of God. When we came to this earth, we didn't bring anything. When we go out from this earth, we don't take anything. Let's build for the kingdom of God. Let's give for the kingdom of God joyfully. Whenever you give for the church, for the ministry, don't think you're giving for the pastor or for the church. You are giving to God. You are giving for the building the kingdom of God. When you give, God honors it. Amen? Yeah. Remember, when you give, you are investing into the kingdom of God. Bible says God is not a debtor to anyone. Give. Bible says God loveth a cheerful giver. That scripture is not just there for anyone. It says God loveth a cheerful giver. No one has gone poor giving to God. I will challenge you that. No one has gone poor giving to God. Sometimes they think, oh, this is all I have, this is all I have. Whatever you have, give to God. God will double it. God will bless it. Amen? The small boy with fishes and bread, he gave it to God. And it was blessed for thousands. Whatever you have, give it to God. You will bless it a thousandfold. The bread you put it on the water will come back how many times? It will come thousand times. Because our God is a faithful God. He is a prayer answering God. Before you could go forward, He is giving you a promise. You know, your life need not to be having all the time, well, financial difficulties. How long are you going to have this financial difficulty? How long are you going to go through this trouble, sir? How long are you going to go hearing all these problems and situations about people? Leave it to God. If you want to cry and if you want to share your burden, share it with God. Don't share it with people. I have to say it. Share it with God. If you want to cry, cry out with God. The Bible says every tear you shed in your presence is been accounted. It's been counted. So everything when it goes into accounted, what happens then? Your tears will be turned to joy. A thousandfold. When you cry out to man or people, it's a waste. Amen. I like the trees, how God is referring people. The trees, when they grow, how do they grow? Come on. You all know how does it grow. You water it and how does it grow? Does it grow looking at the ground? How does it grow? It grows up looking at the sky. How do we grow? Right from our birth. We look the people and we grow. That's why we are like this. But when we look to the Heavenly Father, our growth is from Him. Our increase is from Him. Because we are in constant touch from. The Bible says, where does my help comes from? Comes from the Zion. You shall be like a tree planted by the streams of water. God is referring you as a tree. Amen? I guess you all would have eaten apple, right? Anyone not eat an apple at all in their lifetime? You all know what's an apple, right? But the beauty of it, when God created this apple, he's a very clever God, but He's more than that. When you open an apple, the seed is in it. What do you do with the seed? When you plant it, does it bring one fruit? In the apple itself, there is a seed. In Christ itself, there is a seed in you. Amen? When you open an apple, the seed is there. When you plant it, it brings 100 more fruits. The seed that Christ is in you. When He created you, God knew, and when He is in you, you can do great things. That's what the Bible says. You can do great things. Greater is He that is in the world than he that is in... says greater is in me than he that is in the world. Christ is in you. You can do great things for God. You can pray for people. People will be healed. You can pray for people. You touch and lay hands. God will bring that healing. You're not the healer. You just do according to what God says. Lay your hands. People will be healed. You're not the healer. God is the healer. God will honor you. Even you are here this time. This service. At this time you're sacrificing. You're investing, I can tell. Your time you're given. You have come to the house of God. You're investing your time into the kingdom of God. The time you spend in the presence of God, don't think you're wasting it. You're investing it. When you invest something in the bank, what happens? Grows and you get the interest. Right? When you go to the bank, do you look at the manager and come back? What do? You do some transaction. When you go to the bank, you do some transaction. When you are in the house of God, you need to do some transaction. You just don't go look at the office manager or look at the clerk and you don't come back. You do some transaction. When you do transaction, the manager gets to know you. Right? When you do transaction once in a year, the manager forgets you. When you do transaction often, when you meet him, often he knows your face. He will do good, more things good. He will do, okay, here's the transaction here. It's the same way with God. When you do every time when you come to the house of God, do some transaction. So God, you will get to know more of God. And he will give you advice. Here, do this. Here, this is a good plan. Here, this is there. I'm there for you. I will help you. Every time the preacher who preaches here, don't think they are preaching by themselves. It's God ordained messages for you. Pastor Mark or Pastor Gary or Pastor Dave or Debbie or whoever is ministering, God has put the sermon for you. For that day, that's your manna for that day. And God is speaking to us week after week. And today I want to tell you, if you have a problem, just be happy for it. And because you know there is a promise, God. And if you have a problem, know that you have a partner. And God is there. And he will do great things for you. He's done great things in my life. It's not that many years ago. My mom is even alive today. She's getting strong. She's doing the work of God. She's praying early morning, starting to pray early morning, 4 o'clock. It's the strength of God. It's the healing of God. The doctors, sometimes they'll be surprised. She should have been dead. No. She's alive because of God. Amen. I want to share with you this evening that God is there for you. God is a partner for you. God is a promise-keeping God. Thank God for the problems. Every problem is building you. Every problem is shaping you. Every problem is bringing you closer to God. Sometimes when we have problems, we go away from God. But you need to come closer to God. Because He's building you. He's shaping you to the way He wants it, not to the way you want. Let God do great things in your life. Let's start building the kingdom of God. Enough building of our own lives, own families, enough of work and things. Let's start building the kingdom of God. Amen. Let's all raise up to our feet for a minute. I guess you all know about Daniel in the Bible. He prayed 3 times. There's a scripture which I read recently. He was also sick. Paul also was not well. But God said, my grace is sufficient for you. There are many people, we go through problems. Yes, great men and women of God go through problems. But yet, the promise is there for you and for me. He will keep his words for you. He's promised you. You are not here by an accident. God has planned you. He's not just brought us from India just to say, hi, how are you, everything. No, this evening is a challenging evening in your life. You have to go through that breakthrough. Let's build the kingdom of God. Let's look to God this evening. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, for this time, Lord. Lord, I give you glory to you, Father God. Every person who are here, Father God, I pray that you will pour out your spirit, Father God. Holy Spirit, we call upon you right now in the name of Jesus. Everyone, Lord Jesus, right now in this hall, Father God. Lord, I pray that you will give them a heart to build for your kingdom, Father God. Lord, let them do for you, Father God. Lord, when they have a heart to build for your kingdom, Lord, you will straighten up their lives, Father God. Straighten up their health, Father God. Straighten up their finances, Father God. Lord, you are a great God, Lord. Thank you for the leadership team over here, Father God. Thank you for the pastor, Lord, right now, Lord. Lord, I commit each and every families, Lord, who are here in this house, Father God, who have been partnering with this ministry, Father God. Above all, you are the great partner of this ministry, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will help this church to move forward, winning souls for your kingdom and building kingdom for you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Through you, God can do great things. Through you, God can do great things. God has brought you to this house so that you can receive His blessings. Spiritual blessings, financial blessings, all the heavenly blessings is set for you. Thank you, Jesus, for each and everyone who are here, Lord. I pray that your healing touch be upon their lives, Father God. Let your presence go with them, Lord. Put the angels guard over them, Father God. Especially upon this leadership team, Father God. And thank you for the pastor, Lord, and for the elders and Lord, everyone who is involved in this ministry, Father God. Lord, your gracious double portion of your anointing rests each and every one of us. We thank you for this time, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 If anyone needs prayer, we are happy. Myself, my wife are there to pray for you for any healing and everything. We'll be here for pray for you. And Reba has got a women's graduation album. The photograph album, if you want to see, it's down there. It's the, all the four graduations are there. We're having another graduation in January 2015, another month, another 2 months' time. Keep us in your prayers. Yes. And a sewing mission costs about £100. If God speaks to you, speak to your pastor so that they can join with us. And there are many women really seeking for the real love. Yeah. Our God is there. We are sharing the love of God. We are building the kingdom of. Let's build together. Amen. And this our CD. Reba, one of the church believers in our church, has released the CD. And Reba has sung a song in this. And Reba wants to give everyone a copy, free of cost. Freely you receive, freely you give. So, help yourself. Reba sung Indian Christian songs. It will bless you. Help yourself with one. I'll just put it up there somewhere. Thank you very much for Pastor Gary and Debbie for having us. God bless you.